Minneapolis, they're still a Yankee.
Okay.
But a real honest guy, Yankee, is from the general area of the New England states.
New England.
But
if you go overseas, you'll find out that they think all Americans are
all
Yankees.
All Americans are Yankees, and we're all rich. Little they know.
I got a little put off the first time I got called a Yankee.
Well, you know, people are peculiar. We went to Canada three years ago. And like I believe I told you, I've been in Western Canada. Most of them just like the Western United States. But up there in Quebec, they are so French. Oh, they got this French heritage, and they think they're more French than Frenchmen. We had a girl with us that had studied in Paris and had taught French in the university. She couldn't understand them any better. They don't speak French. Maybe it's North American French.
Yep. I guess it is. About the difference between ours and a British. I guess.
Well, I left here with a train load of boys from this general area. Some of them from West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Carolinas, and Georgia. Going allegedly to flight training in 6 months before we ever saw an airplane.
Hmm.
But anyway, they intermingle a group from generally New York City, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, the whole works, and a few from Vermont, New Hampshire, so on, Connecticut. Some of those kids from Flatbush and the Bronx, I couldn't talk to. And they couldn't talk to me either.
Couldn't understand each other.
No.
You learned, I guess, though, after being around them for a while.
Oh, yeah, we got together eventually, we didn't like each other. We just didn't know what the other was talking about.
That's right. Yeah. Difference. Now, speaking of Yankees, what would be terms for the war that was between the North and the South?
Mm-hmm.
How would people around here refer to that?
Mostly civil war, I believe.
Okay.
I believe that's the most common term, war between the states.
Okay.
As far as you apparently gone in school, you probably know that it was never, ever about slavery. That was just the incidental part. It was states' rights.
Well,
most of the people that fought for the South, I dare say 80-90% didn't own slaves, their family didn't own slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Had no interest in slaves.
Mm-hmm. Were there many in this area that went and fought for the North? I know in some parts of the mountain.
There were a few.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them went and fought for the South, and a lot of them just went and they got lost.
They really didn't have any connection between them.
There's a cave about 2 miles up the road. On the left, the roof has fallen in. And the last few years, 20 or 30 or something, there used to be an area you had to crawl in it. It's just about all a grown man could do to wiggle in it. The fellow named Lincoln, and I thought that was sort of odd since Lincoln was president of the Civil War. They called it Lincoln's Den because he spent the Civil War up there. He wasn't going to fight anyway.
He just stayed in the cave.
He just got lost.
Mm-hmm.
He'd slip in at night and get him some